Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I'm back. The answer is you. It's back on. We're back on with full throttle. I would like to say thank you for calling in. Hope everyone is doing well. Those of you that have lost loved ones, we're praying for you from the Answer Is You radio show, from us to your family, whether we've met or not. Just pray for people, be there for people that don't have or are feeling lonely. And just be blessed for the little things that we can, and let's try to stop complaining about things that we don't have. And value what we do have. Okay, we're going to go on with the show. It's a 30-minute show today. I just want to get some information out, just share some things, and talk about mental illness. It's nothing to play with. It's just rising to the top. You know, what you used to be able to hide is not hidden anymore. It's even dealing with the babies and, you know, the young adults and wanting to kill himself and all that. Well, we need to give out all the information, and when we see something different, try not to ignore it. As a parent, sometimes we see things, but when we worry about what the next person is going to think if I say anything about it, you know, it doesn't help the child or help the person. So even at that time, we need to be strong. And those of us that are prayer warriors and the prayer warriors that are out there, pray for the ones that you've never met and that you don't know. And pray for the ones that you do know, whether they have mental illness or not. Okay, I'm going to go on with the show. August the 4th, I said the 8th on the when I was sending out the community lettering to you all. It should be August the 4th with the back to school drive at the MLK with the Mount Hermon. You know, they're gonna do a back to school supply drive, and it's not on August the 8th. It is the 4th. And I keep saying it until that day comes, because I made that mistake, so I correct it. It is not August the 8th. It is August the 4th. And the address is MLK Community Center at 5565 Truman Drive. That's Fort Worth, Texas, 76112. It'll be in Mount Hermon Baptist Church will be doing a school supply drive at the center. So if you have any supplies that you want to drop off, you're more than welcome to drop them off at Mount Hermon Baptist Church on Rosedale. Today, a couple of celebrities, it's their birthday. We'll say Marlon Wayans, he's 46 today. Happy birthday. And like I said, today is just a short one. It's a short one this Monday. Michelle Williams, the member from the Destiny Child, she's also fighting mental illness, and she checked herself into a mental illness facility. Let's stay prayerful for her. And if you know of anyone that's going through anything, if I don't have the answer, I will be more than happy to put you with someone that can answer any questions that you have. If you feel that, coming on my show, I'm going to be debuting at the first week, the first Monday in August. It's called The Hump Up Under the Rug, and it's mostly speaking about the things that happen as a child, and we never got help for it, as far as, if you was abused physically, mentally, sexually abused, and then you grow up and no one is taking you, to a counselor. No one is, they sweep it up under the rug. There are some, and the reason why I'm doing this is because it has come to me. There's people that that are not in my circle, that, you know, they, these are things that was put on the table and the conversations that come up. It's just a lot of people have gone through things growing up, where there was physical abuse by a family member, dad, mom, cousin, sexually abused, whatever, but nothing was ever done. It was like it was swept up under the rug. So when you grow up, you're still that child when it happened to you. You just age. So somebody needs to go back in there and reach that child and grab he or she up and let them know it's going to be all right. And that's why a lot of times you hear people say, oh, you're so childish, you an adult. You're so childish, you act so much like a child. You pout, you whine, you do, et cetera. But you have to look at the big picture. You know, what has happened for this adult to still have these childlike traits? And I'm going to be bringing professionals on, counselors, and they're going to speak to us about, you know, ways of doing it, how to get over it, or how to work on it. And the main thing is to know it's not your fault. That's the main thing. I'm not saying that it's not going to hurt, but what I can tell you is with me being in my healing oils, I have met a lot of people that are really broken. I know we use that word, oh, I'm broken, but then they talk about what broke them, you know, what happened. If something is going on with a child, the worst thing you could say is make them feel like you don't believe them, you know? The child might be a liar in your eyes or whatever. You don't want to let go of whatever situation is going on. A lot of them have been told, you know, you lying, she lying, he lying, she fast, you know, that didn't happen, my child didn't do that, or they'll put them out or send them to stay with other family members. And these are the things that I've had conversation with other people about. And we are hurting. We're hurting. There's people in the United States. There's all over. It's pain. And we got to get to the root of this. And like I stated with my awls and the things that I do, it has helped my clients a whole lot to get this off of them. You know, it's nothing like an adult, and I'm finna be 55 on the 27th, and they're older than me and still having night terrors. You know, that's painful. And for them to be as old as I am and still going through it. We need to let go of the stigmatization about black people don't need to go see a counselor. You know, it's something wrong with that. But no, you know, our ancestors, you know, were treated real bad, and that's in our genes a lot of times. You know, that stigma, you know, sticks with us. And however it come out throughout the generations, you know, you don't know. Some people state that their parents never, their mother or father never hugged them or told them that they loved them. And I'm talking about people that come to me that's crying and, you know, can't sleep at night. And I use my healing oils and passage in the Bible. We sit down, we read the Bible, we put it together. Everything I put together with my oils and body soaks and spiritual sprays. When I put it together, I put passage in the Bibles that help, they can read, you know, to get their minds off of whatever is going on as they use this product of mine. Or, you know, if they can't sleep, you diffuse this oil and it'll keep you from having night terrors and you know, PTSD. And, you know, back in the time you heard about the PTSD, you would automatically think that the person has been in the military, but that is not true. Trauma is trauma. And so I'm so glad that the medical boards have acknowledged that you don't have to be in a war or held captive overseas or what have you. Or if someone has held you or beat you all your life, put a gun to you, or some one lady, maybe it's two of them I've dealt with within the last 2 years, you know, they have been taken and hidden, you know, from their family members, from, you know, a crazed person, you know, and I can only listen because I can't say I understand, because I don't, because I've never been kidnapped and held captive and nobody knew where I was and you know, and these people, I mean, they were scared to come outside. I had to literally go see them, and they trusted me enough to do that. And I can truly say today that they're better than what they was yesterday or before I met them. You know, I'm not Jesus and I'm not God. And they do, and I do make sure that they keep in touch with their doctor for whatever they're going through. You know, all I can do is use my organic oils and, you know, show them what is what and show them how to use it, the diffusers. I make body soaps, you know, whatever it takes, body sprays, you know. And there are no side effects in my product. But mental illness is something else. Please do not, and you know, look the other way. And the babies, I mean, the six-year-old hanging herself and you know, the baby hadn't even started to live. But we got to look at it. We don't know what was going on where she was, you know. But one thing I do know is a six-year-old don't know how to tie a rope into a noose form like they hung the slaves. Now, that I do know. So that's just me. You know, you got to look at the big picture. I don't think she did it herself. You can say what you want to say, but the baby didn't know nothing about tying a rope into a noose form to hang herself. She's young. So, please, if there's anybody out there, my name is Kay Smith, 817-566-4555. And I tell you, my oils, lotions, butters, diffusing oils, whatever you need, Miss Kay will make it personally just for you. Because everybody is not the same. Just because you have the same label on what you're dealing with, it reacts differently with different ones. So please keep in mind, it's not okay to use everybody else's medication. Get your own diagnosis. Always stay up under a doctor. Let them know what's going on. But Miss K has some stuff too. It's all organic. And I'm going to have some of the people that have used my products, and they will be coming on and sharing their stories with you all. It's not a joke. It's nothing to play with. When you see a four-year-old that's going through depression for whatever reason, he's four. You know, like he's been here before, like a grown-up. The baby can't sleep. I mean, he got rings around his eyes like he's an older person. He's just four. So, you know, I shared my knowledge, and she said he's sleeping through the night now. Praise God. So let's help people. Don't point fingers and say, well, her baby's different, or he's different, or he's just crazy, or he's just what have you. And I would like to know what I can do. If you know of anybody that know what we can do to get the law changed back to where if they're not taking a medicine, you can call someone to come and, you know, pick them up, take them to make, you know, to get them, you know, regulated on their medicine and, you know, bring them on back home. But see, the law has changed. If they don't want to, you can't make them. And that's the worst thing you could do, because they don't want it. Because I'm quite sure it make them feel some type of way. So first of all, they're embarrassed because they have the sickness. So we just got to, you know, go to those meetings and stuff. And when they're changing laws, we got to be productive and stuff like that. We got to be. We got to start standing up for this because it doesn't make sense. You driving down Lancaster and these people laying out there like they, you know, in a hotel. It's not fair. But I do know for a fact, because I've worked that area myself, a lot of them don't want help. So that make it hard for the people wanting to help people because they run across the ones that don't want help, you know? So we just have to pray before we step into that realm and get a clear understanding. And we can't put, and I say this again, we cannot put everybody in the same category. You have like problems, but that don't mean it affects you the same. So that's what we have to get away from. You know, just because John is doing this and his brother, they both been diagnosed. You know, this is just an example. I don't know nobody named John is sick. So this is just an example. If, you know, him and his brother may have been diagnosed with paranoid and schizophrenic. But his brother is in college doing everything. He's on his medicine. But it's hard for the person, you know, the other brother to get a good footing in life, you know. They have the same sickness, but it treats them differently. So we can't hump them all in one category. And that's why I'm coming up, I have this series coming up called The Hump Up Under the Rug. We got to quit sweeping stuff up under the rug. We got to quit turning the deaf ears to what we see. I mean, what we hear, excuse me. And we got to pay attention because even if it's an adult, if something is not right, you can tell the way they react, especially in a child. They seclude themselves or they might get start talking back or don't want to say nothing, don't want to sit around a certain person. Please pay attention to that. And that goes for the elders too. There are old elder people at nursing homes being mistreated or family member have done some things to your elders at your house. They may not be at a nursing home, but please listen to them. Grandmama don't only have Alzheimer's. I'm not saying she don't have. But if she's telling you something is happening, pay attention. They go for granddaddy too. So please pay attention. We have to be the voice for the voiceless. We have to fight for the ones who no longer have the strength to fight. Mental illness, whatever you have going on. Also with the battered women, the battered men. I have an outreach by the name of Healing Hearts Outreach. I deal with men and women that's been battered and abused and bullying of children. We need to get this together and go in and change some things. We have to let the kids know or make them feel like that they are important and they matter too. We have to. And if they're going through stuff in school, quit telling them there's nothing but peer pressure or let's go on to school or whatever. And you be the main one going up there and somebody has jumped on your child. Sometimes you got to step out and say, look, I'm going up here to see what's going on with my child. You got to. Because these babies are leaving here by their own hands. Or getting involved in mess that you know your child would have never gotten involved with. Getting in trouble, now they looking at 20 years in the pen. Following someone else so they can be accepted. That doesn't make sense. We have to teach even the children, the elder, and I'm going for the mothers and the fathers who feel that they can't be alone and they accept or allow abuse of their children to keep a mate around. We got to teach those people how to love, fall in love with themselves. And it's okay to be alone. In far as relationships and stuff, but we are never alone because God and Jesus is always there for us. We just have to, we got to invite them in. That's where it goes. You can sit up and talk all you want to, but if you don't invite God or Jesus in, they're not coming. You can say all you want to say. Invite them in. Show me, Lord, what to do. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. But we have to protect these children. We have to. It's not okay to have someone mistreating your children and you okay with it just to say you have someone. It's not okay. Because see, one thing about it, your children write your story at the end. And you don't want them to put, you know, hey, my mom or my father wasn't there for me, or my mom, my father did X, Y, Z to me or didn't protect me, etc. You have to be very careful. Do all you can. Keep praying. And I promise you it'll show its face. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. But what I can tell you is, being in an abusive relationship, whether it's physical, mentally, or verbally, you know, people can say some harsh things to you and really make you feel bad about yourself. And I teach men and women how to fall in love with themselves. See, when you fall in love with yourself, what other people think about you, what they say about you, does not matter. The only thing that matters is what God and Jesus feel. And believe me, they love you. You might not feel it because I've been told, well, Ms. K, I don't feel loved by God. I don't feel, but have you invited him in, though? That's what I'm asking. You got to invite him in. You can sit up and you can pat all you want to. Have you just raised your arms up openly and say, Lord, come get me. Come talk to me. You know, got to invite him in. He's right there. He's right there. And anytime your child is out of hand and talking back to you and all that, and you know, stop believing that you can't chastise your child. And that's what we're going to talk about. I get further into that when I have people on the show, because that is not the truth. That's not the truth at all. You can't break their arm or leave, you know, bruises to where they're bleeding or they disfigured. That's what it says. It doesn't say that you can't spank your child. So we need to get all of that trash out of our head, detox our mind and body. I got some detoxification tea that I do make also, so we can detox our mind, body, and soul all at the same time. And just get in touch with Ms. K, and I get everything set up for you and your children. But we have to fall back in love with ourselves, or learn to love ourselves. Because see, some people have... they don't know how because they have never had love, you know, growing up or what have you. They've never had love growing up, excuse me, or anything, so they don't know, you know. It's just like a guy you probably dating or what have you. He probably don't know that, you know, talking a certain way to you is not how a man's supposed to speak with a woman or at the children, or vice versa. The woman speaking a certain way, you know, talking crazy to the kids. It could go either way. But what I can tell you is, if you sit down with somebody and it's okay, nobody's perfect. Nobody. Everybody makes mistakes. So let's not keep making the same mistake. And that's what we need to gravitate to. That's why I teach men and women on how to fall in love with themselves. And when you love yourself, you don't accept nothing. You know, if you don't feel good, it ain't good. Nobody has a reason or the right to talk down to you. You know, even if you are a wife and he brings home the bacon, you know, and he talk crazy to you or what have you, that's not right. You don't sit up and accept that. You can be in church every Sunday and all day, but it's still not right. It's still not right. Pastors going home and they different from what they are in the pulpit and in front of the people in the congregation. You have a voice. Your voice can help someone else get out of the hole. So always find help. It's never okay. Never okay. Labels cannot get you to heaven. And what I mean by that is this. You the first lady. Some people strive to be the first lady because that's what they grew up upon, you know. But getting abused while you are the first lady. See, if pastor can't be the same person he is at home that he is in the congregation, then something is not right. I don't care how long you've been together. Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife. It's all the same. Don't treat people badly. And if you feel that you don't know the difference, it's okay to go get help. We're going to have to rescue these babies. Because, see, the babies are getting the backlash for what they see at home or around, you know, in the family or what have you. And one thing I can say about my mother, whatever happened in the community didn't have nothing to do with what her rules said at home. And that's one thing about it. Peer pressure and all that didn't exist in my mom's house. You gonna do what I say do, and thus say the Lord, and that's it. You know, you know, a lot of people say they friends, my children are my friends. Okay, to each his own. You know, I'm friendly with my children, but they'll never be my best friends. And that's just what that is. So you got to let them be children and you be the adult. If not, that's where this web come from. You know, this out-tiltness, and they think they can say and do any type of thing, you know. You got to get back in order, in decent. You got to get stuff back in line. If not, then it's going to always be this way. I had friends when we were growing up. We talked about this maybe a month ago. You know, hey, you know, I said I wasn't going to do my kids like my mom then did me. But look, it didn't kill me. You know? I'm not talking about the ones that got beat in the head and they had to run for their life. I'm not talking about that. What I'm saying is the strictness they claim they, you know, the strictness in the household and stuff like that. But now you see, as an adult, I see why my mother was the way she was. I never said that I wasn't going to do, because I knew I was going to, the Bible says you spread a rod, you spoil the child. I know I wasn't raised that way, and I wasn't going to accept all of that. So I took the training that my mother had, and she trained us up under. I did the same with my mom. So I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I have all the answers. But I am starting a segment by the name of The Hump Up Under the Rug. Because, see, we got to clean that hump off of under the rug. We need to get all that mess off out there, off of up under there. So that way we can be a better person. Fall in love with yourself. When I tell you it feels good, do you hear me? And I'm not saying it just to be saying it. To see smiles on people's face that I help every day, I mean, it glorifies me. It is better than any check I ever received because they get it. They're happy. And it's helping the children. They are growing. And that's what's important. So I said it was going to be a short one today. And I appreciate you all being on. And I thank God for Jesus. And stay blessed. It's counting down on me. And I'll be back on here. I sent out some more information. This is just hey, I'm back. And please, if you're looking for school supplies, don't forget on August the 4th at MLK Center on 5565 Truman Drive, Fort Worth, Texas, 76112. Mount Hermon Baptist Church will be doing a school supply drive. So please come out. And if you have any school supplies that you want us to pick up or whatever, you can give me a call at 817-566-4555. Call Miss Kay and I, or either you can call the church and we'll make arrangements if you just want to drop some school supplies off. And again, I thank you. Stay prayerful and always know that you matter. Good night.